When was the last time you went to bed feeling hungry? Well, chances are, if you live in one of the world's industrialized countries, you probably don't remember. But if you're living in one of the many places where food is hard to come by, it might be just as difficult to remember the last time you went to bed feeling satisfied. Well, on Tuesday, October 16th, countries around the world mark World Food Day, and this year, the right to food. Though that right may sound obvious to most of us, actually guaranteeing the right to food has mostly been left to individual governments. Internationally, though, the right to food has been recognized as a fundamental human right, and was first recognized as such in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. It has been strengthened by subsequent international measures. Jacques Diouf is Director General of the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, based here in Rome. He explains that 156 states accepted the right to food as a legally binding obligation when they ratified the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights.
Increasingly, the right to food is being written into national constitutions. It also features in legislative texts, regulations, and strategies. Social programs provide more ways of claiming the right to food, thus making it easier for all citizens to enjoy their rights. In this context, information is a key element. People need to be aware of their rights and of how to claim those rights. Officials need to know their obligations and how to fulfill them. While legal obligations rest with the state, all members of society, individuals, organizations, NGOs, and the private sector have responsibilities with regard to the right to food. At the 1996 World Food Summit, the heads of state and government reaffirmed the right of everyone to have access to safe and nutritious food consistent with the right to adequate food and the fundamental right of everyone to be free from hunger. They also committed to the full implementation and gradual realization of these rights in order to ensure food security for all. Despite the progress made, putting the right to food into practice still remains a challenge for countries and development practitioners. The right to food calls for a shift in paradigm from charity to rights, ensuring that every human being has an adequate and stable supply of food is more than a moral imperative or an investment with potential huge economic returns. It is the realization of a basic human right, and the world has the means to realize that right.
The head of the FAO's Right to Food Office, Barbara Eckwall, told me 850 million people risk going to bed hungry at night, and far more are not getting the right kinds of food they need.
There are 2 billion people who suffer from micronutrient deficiencies. For most of these people, the right to food is not being realized.
So you say the right to food is a human right. So therefore, for most of us, it should be a moral obligation to see that that food is provided for the people who need it.
Yes, it's true. It is a moral obligation because it is linked to the right to life. But it's not only a moral obligation. It is a legal binding obligation for all the states who have ratified the Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and these are 156 states.
But how are countries then held accountable for making sure that their populations have enough food?
This depends on the legal framework in every country. These are political processes also, which come from the citizens that they claim the right to food. There have been certain cases in court, India, for example, but also in Switzerland and other countries, which have been decided in favor of the right to food. But legal action is not the main focus. We should sort of focus on legal action not being necessary. That means that the right to food can be introduced already now at the programmatic level, at operational level. It can be introduced in policies and strategies that the countries are elaborating.
You, I'm sure, must have a dream for the future. Your unit is only, like you say, just over a year old. But what would you hope to achieve?
A world without hunger. And that can only be achieved if human rights are respected, protected and fulfilled everywhere in the world. A first step would be to achieve the Millennium Development Goals by 2015, but that is only an intermediary goal because the overall goal is to eradicate hunger from this world. The world has the means to do it. It has enough resources to feed everybody today. So it should be done. It can be done. And I hope that World Food Day will give a lot of ideas on how to realize the right to food and will create a movement so that we can really realize it for everybody.
Barbara Ekwall is the head of the Food and Agriculture Organization's Right to Food Office.